number 10,890, Seabreeze LP, south of Route 1, Coastal Highway, west of Dodd Avenue, being lot G18 within Sierra Village Mobile Home Park. A variance from the minimum lot coverage and a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please. What's your last name? Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chairman, I'm passing down to you board members the correct survey that you should have.
Oh, okay.
And you'll notice the back survey was the previous case that was approved for the home.
Oh, okay.
The new survey is for the shed.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt with Wilson, Howick & Byard. I'm representing an application here tonight in Sierra Village for lot G18. The homeowner in there is Andrea Forsyth. We're here tonight on a variance application to place a shed on site G18, which is located on Dodd Avenue in Sierra Village. As Ms. Isaacs just indicated a few moments ago, last August, the board granted a variance allowing the placement of a manufactured home on this site. Several months later, the home was purchased by Ms. Forsyth, who could not make it here tonight because she cares for her husband. As you know from the numerous prior applications that we've been here on, Sierra Village was built in the 1960s prior to Sussex County adopting a zoning code. And because it was constructed and laid out before the adoption of a zoning code, it's what is legally referred to as pre-existing or non-conforming. A couple of examples of these are that under today's standards, a lot would have to be 5,000 square feet, and many of the lots, as you know, in Sierra Village are substantially less than that. In addition, by today's standards, a lot would have to have 50 feet of frontage along a roadway. Many of the lots in Sierra do not have that. In fact, the site that you have in front of you, if you have the survey out, you will see that the area of that lot is 2,897 square feet rather than 5,000. And the frontage along Dodd Avenue is 40 feet rather than today's code, which requires 50 feet. Ms. Forsyth wants to place a shed at the rear of her property. You can see it indicated there in the cross-hashing on the survey, right at the rear of the manufactured home that's on the site. In order for her to place that shed there, which is not there yet, but she hopes to be there soon, she needs two variances, one for the separation distance between the proposed shed and the shed on site G16. And you will see in looking at the shed on site G16 that it was not installed properly as it sits right on the property line that divides lot G16 and lot G18. In addition, the proposed shed for site G18 also requires a variance from the lot area coverage requirements. As you know, Sussex County only allows 35% of a manufactured home community lot to be covered. And due to the small size of the lot, with the addition of the shed, this site goes 34.05 square feet over the allowed square footage, which when translated into a percentage is 1.18, so we're seeking a 1.18% variance from the lot area coverage requirement. Standing next to me is Kathy Krecker, and I'll ask if she would tell you what her position or title is at Sierra Village.
Yes, I'm the community manager at Sierra Village.
Is everything I have said to the board tonight, is it true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Do most of the residents at Sierra Village have a shed on their site?
Yes, I'd say almost all of them do.
And would it be fair to say then that the proposed shed would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No, it would not.
Did the community receive a written request from Ms. Forsyth to place the shed on her site?
Yes, she brought in the request.
And I believe at Sierra Village those are called exterior improvement request forms?
Yes.
Did the community review and approve that form?
Yes, we did.
And I believe that the approved form was part of the package of documents that you received with the variance application. As you know, pursuant to the county code, a variance applicant must meet certain criteria in order to obtain a variance. The application for this shed meets these requirements for the following reasons. First, the lot is unique due to its size being only 2,897 square feet and having only 40 feet of frontage along Dodd Avenue rather than 5,000 square feet and 50 feet of frontage. Second, the variance is necessary for the separation distance and lot area coverage requirements to allow for the reasonable use of the property, which is the placement of a shed on this home for our home site for Ms. Forsyth and her family. As we just discussed, the hardship was not created by Ms. Forsyth, as the community is pre-existing non-conforming, and Ms. Forsyth had nothing to do with the placement of the shed on lot G16 that creates the need for the separation or variance from the separation distance between those two sheds. Also, the shed will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you just heard, almost every home site in Sierra Village has a shed, and this will be in keeping with the character of the neighborhood. And last, the size of the shed. This is a standard 6x8 shed, and it's the minimum variance that would afford relief to the applicant. That concludes our presentation. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Hutton has addressed all the standards for a variance request. As we've heard many for the for Sierra, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,890.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,890. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir. Yes, sir.